show is closed caption for the reality. The Jerry Bader Show.
You know what I love?
What?
Halloween!
Yeah?
There's nothing quite like the look on a little kid's face after he takes a bite out of a caramel-covered onion.
Jerry Bader Show, Jason's Halloween Open Edition, 838, 1360, 97.5, WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. It is Halloween. We're going to have some Halloween stuff. We're going to have liberals, Democrats, scared witless over you can keep it. There are amazing, simply amazing things being said out there by Democrats. We're going to get to that actually after in the 10 o'clock hour today. We spent most of the 9 o'clock hour, I believe, yesterday talking about Obamacare, the latest. We had Ron Johnson on in this segment. We're going to get to that at 10 o'clock, after 10 o'clock, and have a lot to say about it. We do have some audio for you and just a number of things. Unfortunately, we don't have a really good piece of audio that I wanted to share with you, because that which I could open at home, I cannot open here. Which is a little frustrating, but it is what it is, so I'll have to tell you about that. But we'll get to all of that later on. Right after 9 o'clock, 9:06, don't go anywhere between now and 9:06 for a couple of reasons. One, I've got two pretty interesting stories to tell you in this segment. At 9:06, Wisconsin reporter is doing absolute yeoman's work into the second John Doe probe, whose obvious intent is to take down Governor Scott Walker. They are referring to it as a war on conservatives in Wisconsin, and I think they're absolutely right about that. I don't think there's any question about that. This is a... We'll deal with it later, Jason. This is a concert... That's better. This is a concerted effort to take down Scott Walker. That's what this is. And as I said, Wisconsin reporter is all over this. Now, Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel broke the story that this second John Doe exists. But Wisconsin reporter is digging its shovel very deep into the soil on this. And we'll have the very latest for you at 9:06. Don't go anywhere on this. Anywhere, because you're going to want to hear about the latest on this. And we're going to get your thoughts on this. This is using a government tool to take down Scott Walker. And I'm not going to say that the mainstream media has given it no attention. That would be unfair. But if Wisconsin Reporter can find these sources, you would think those who are entrenched in Madison, I'm not, would be able to as well. But all of that after 9 o'clock. I want to start with two stories here. Yesterday, the Green Bay School District released a rather, I'll say unusual. Bizarre, I think, would be too harsh a word, but an unusual statement. Let's back up. Two pieces of background on this. One, and I became aware of this earlier this week, Amanda Stonewall Brooker is no longer the PR flack for the Green Bay School District. We learned that earlier this week when one of our reporters tried calling there just to talk to her, to reach out for whatever he was working on, and was told she's no longer with the district. That's all I know, is that Amanda Stonewall Brooker is no longer with the district, but it appears her legacy lives on. The school and community relations specialist these days is Kristen Hartman. Kristen was already employed, is my understanding, by the district. I don't know if this is exactly right, but kind of an underling to Amanda Brooker. They issued this release. I'm going to just read the release, and then I'll give you some additional, the other piece of the background here. In the Green Bay Area Public School District, the safety of our students and staff members is our number one priority. On October 18th, 2013, today's the 31st, yesterday was the 30th, by the way. On October 18th, 2013, Rebecca Swanson was named interim principal of Nicolay Elementary School in light of former principal Melissa Ellingson's termination. On October 16th, as a district, we want to assure our families that at no time during Ms. Ellingson's employment with the district was the safety or education of students and staff compromised. What the hell is that supposed to mean? We never find out. A letter was sent home to Nicolay families on October 18th that announced Rebecca Swanson as the new interim principal. For protection of privacy and to stay compliant with confidentiality protocol, we cannot elaborate further on reasons for the termination. In all cases, district employees are dealt with fairly using standard district protocol. Melissa Ellingson had been with the district since August 2011. It sounds as though she had been principal since that time. Now, this release, as it turns out, was in response to WFRV Channel 5 breaking the story of the termination. Further, Channel 5 was the first to report that the DPI is investigating. This is Fox 11's story. A former Green Bay Elementary School principal could lose her teaching license. That's according to the DPI. Spokesperson Patrick Gasper told Fox 11's Kelly Schlicht Wednesday evening in a written statement that Ellingson mentioned has had their licensure status placed under investigation. By state law, during the investigation, the DPI shall keep confidential all blah, 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 blah. School district leaders say Nicolay Elementary School principal Melissa Ellingson was fired on October 16th. The district did not provide further details. The letter home to parents says almost nothing as well, but I will read it to you. This went home to parents on October 18th. So apparently what happened is Channel 5 yesterday or the day before, they reported it yesterday morning, finally got a whiff of this. I'm surprised that this went home on the 18th and that I or someone else in the media wasn't made aware of this by a parent before then. Dear Nicolay Elementary community, I hope your children are enjoying their school year. This letter is to announce that I will be serving the Nicolay Elementary School community as the interim principal until a replacement principal has been found. I want to assure you that with Dean of Students Dan Mixer, Front Office Clerical Socialist, I can't read the names very well, this is a rough copy, and our entire staff, we are dedicated to ensuring a high-quality learning experience. All she says is she's the new principal. That's it. That's all it says. Okay. That release is incredible to me. I mean, incredible. Clearly, they know that some in the community have an idea of what happened, or they know that there's rumors out there. So what do they put in that release? This is, again, I don't want to say bizarre. Here's how the statement begins. In the Green Bay Area Public School District, the safety of our students and staff members is our number one priority. They then go on to say that a principal is fired, but they in no way elaborate on how her presence may have threatened the safety or education. In fact, they don't mention education in the first part, just the safety. They say, in the Green Bay Area Public School District, the safety of our students and staff members is our number one priority. They then say a principal at an elementary school was fired. Clearly, you would have to connect, because I don't know what else you could do, connect the dots that the Green Bay School District considered Melissa Ellingson a threat to student safety. But they don't say that. They don't say anything. They can't because of confidentiality, blah, 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 blah. What the hell do you even put that in there for then? Now you have an entire community wondering what was going on. They do go on to say, and here's the other thing. As a district, We want to assure our families that at no time during Ms. Ellingson's employment with the district was the safety or education of students and staff compromised. Well, Jason, I said that. Melissa Ellingson is who got fired. And the new principal's Rebecca Swanson in an interim capacity. So, clearly, her termination involves something she did or something about her, if it's not something she did, something about her that the Green Bay School District higher administration feels compromise student safety. I think parents have a right to know what that is. At some point, this has to be made public. Yeah, they do say that at no time were your kids at risk. They do say that. As a district, we want to assure our families that at no time during Ms. Ellingson's employment with the district was the safety or education of students and staff compromised. Jason says it can't be both. Well, that's exactly it. Now, well, here it actually, Jason, it can. See, here's where you have to read between the lines. What they say is at no time was it compromised. What that means is at no time was there safety under any real threat. On the other hand, they perceive her as a potential threat to student safety. What else can you read into this? This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. All they've done now is have an entire community wondering what the hell happened here. Now, I have placed my shovel in the soil in a place that I'm not going to say right now. And we'll see if that yields anything. I'm suspecting it won't, but I did digging the only place I could figure to dig, and I don't want to say where that is because I don't want to have the rest of the media digging there. In fact, they may have thought of it themselves. If they did, fine. Then if there is something in the place where I'm digging, we'll all find it. If there's nothing in the place where I'm digging, then none of us will find anything there. If others in the media are digging there. And no, I'm not going to tell you where it is. So at this point, though, do they have any idea what they've done? Now, I'm assuming that Kristen Hartman didn't go off the reservation here and that she did whatever she was told to do. Here's what this tells me. Something in the community is out there. I also suspect that Channel 5 has more than they're reporting on the air. I know because I've done that. They have, off the record, I suspect, from a parent or someone else, a rumor or an allegation of what happened. But they don't feel comfortable with going on the air with it. I don't know that, but I just, having done these things, that's my suspicion. So I will say this. I'll throw this out there. If you are a member, I'll put it the way the school district does in their cute little way. If you are a member of the Nicolet Elementary School community, if you're a parent, now, if you've heard anything, who's heard from anybody who's heard anything, let us know. I'm not going to put it on the air, but it'll give me a place to proceed. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com, but only if you're going to leave a phone number where I can talk to you. Just sending me an email and say, yeah, I know what it was. It was this, this, and this. That's not going to do me any good because I won't use it. But somebody in that community, look, clearly parents heard something. There are obviously rumors getting out in the community. So the district, in one of the worst efforts ever that I've seen to tamp that down, does nothing but fuel speculation by people like me and people in the community. What an incredibly stupid way to handle this. Well, rest assured that your children's safety was never in danger. Well, Okay, so then there's something to make us believe it might have been. You want to tell us what the hell that was? No, as a matter of fact, they don't. I'm going to say something I thought I would never say. I don't think Amanda Stonewall Brooker would have issued a release this stupid. That's what you were thinking, Jason? You think this is even dumber than her? I think it is. Did I ever think that there would be a day that I would long for old Stonewall? I don't know that I long for her. However, I know what you're saying over there. However, I think this is even dumber than something she would have done. What the hell is the matter with them over there? When it comes to communicating with the public, they are the most dysfunctional school district. Look, they just went through a pretty big scandal, and yes, it was a scandal. Last year, with the whole Eisenhower school testing, I thought they learned, because they handle open records requests much better now. So I thought they had learned their lesson. Apparently not. Now, look, if you're a parent and you haven't heard anything, if you're a parent at Nicolay Elementary School and you haven't heard a rumor of a rumor of a rumor, and you hear this in the media where they say the safety of our students and staff members are our number one priority, that's why we fired a principal, but we can't tell you what perceived threat there was there. If the public at large doesn't have a right to know, don't the parents at that school? Don't the parents whose kids go to that school? Because she wasn't a teacher. This impacts she was the principal. She was the top manager in that school. So every parent who has a child in Nicolay should be wondering now, what the hell was going on? You have created fear, suspicion, and uncertainty all in one news release. Congratulations. Well done. Well done. All right, I have 13. Well, am I wrong? Am I wrong about any of that? I have about 25 seconds. The state yesterday awarded a $7.7 million contract to Zenith Tech of Waukesha to fix the sagging Leo Frigo Bridge. I cannot believe it's less than $8 million. I'm going to be fascinated to see how this fix gets done. As you know, and I apparently was wrong on that. Oh, by the way, Ellingson apparently was a principal at another school, too, in her two-year tenure. At least that's what a listener found online. They're going to get it fixed much quicker than I thought and far cheaper. I just found it hard to believe that you could just prop up that sagging section, but apparently they don't have to do a major reconstruction. It's going to be very interesting to watch. All right, don't go anywhere. For the moment, conservative talk radio in Wisconsin is the only place you're going to hear what you're going to hear at 9:06.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping?